This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the only Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I'm Ed, and as you can tell, I am sitting in Rodney Parade, back row of the Hazels stand, pre-match, 10 minutes to go before kick-off, and I am sat next to the podcast OG, podcast royalty really, Mr. Reece Warren. Hello, Reece.
Good afternoon, how are we doing?
Yeah, all right. We were just commenting. It's a packed away end, not quite bursting full yet, but we've still got a few minutes to go. Everyone in fine voice, lots of police around, lots of anticipation, and yeah, the kind of 1912 Exiles hive mind seems to suggest that the first goal is going to be critical today. Hamid was the one who first pointed it out, but then Stu Blair and various others, everyone seems to be coalescing around this idea that if we score first, we should manage this fairly well. If Eastleigh score first, we could be in real trouble. Is that how you see it as well?
Yeah, I think so. Especially at home, you don't really want to give the opposition something to defend and then make it tough for us to break them down the rest of the game. So hopefully we can get an early goal and build from there.
The one I'm worried about is the Eastleigh number 17, Chris Maguire. I cannot understand how he is playing in a conference team. He's played several leagues higher, has impressed me on the several times that I've seen him, and I think he is going to try and boss the game. And he is also a shithouse extraordinaire, so he's the sort of player who could try and get a couple of our centre backs sent off and then, yeah, create something. So he is the man to watch, I think. But if we can nullify him, I think we're in with a chance. Just looking around, there's some proper TV cameras like behind the goal and stuff. I don't really understand where this is being broadcast. The club account said it's been broadcast to 34 different nations. So if anyone is listening to the podcast, having watched the game in Timbuktu, then, yeah, we hope you enjoy it. Predictions, Reece?
I'm hoping for a 2-1 to us.
You're saying 2-1. I'm going to say 2-0, but I don't think it'll be straightforward. I think it'll be one where we'll score, it'll be nervy, and then we might get a second in like injury time or late on. Boys, score predictions?
2-1
to Newport. 2-1 to Newport.
Both going for the cop-out score prediction of 2-1. Right, the kids on the Guard of Honour, who we think are Rogerston, possibly, waving their flags. The teams are, I think, in the tunnel about to come out. Yeah, we will report back as things go on. First really good opening of the game. We're 6 or 7 minutes in. And, Will Evans had to withstand some strong physical challenges down this right-hand side. But gave it to Bennett, crossed it in. Almost a clear header for Seb, who put it wide. But yeah, it looks like we're really trying to boss the game a little bit in midfield, and we're standing up quite well to their physical stuff, because as you pointed out, Reece, they're a big side physically, Eastleigh.
Yeah, they're a big side, but we seem to be matching that so far. They're leaving a lot of space in behind, which, given the pace of Evans and Seb, we might look to exploit at some point. But yeah, good first chance for us.
Oh, how did he miss that? 8 minutes in, ball came in, Seb swung and missed, it came to 11, so he had time to control that, make a cup of tea and stick it away. He said it first time and it's gone almost over the stand behind the goal.
Yeah, I think he didn't realise how much time he had there. Really should have been hitting the back of the net with that one. Plenty of time. Completely unchallenged.
If we're finding the positives, that's 8 minutes in, we've created two really good clear-cut chances. So there's space there to play into. I also noticed the intriguing midfield battle. It looks like Morris is the man who's been tasked with marking Chris Maguire. And yeah, so far seems up to it. So yeah, the early signs are good, but we could be 2-0 up at this point. Oh, 16 minutes in now, it has been all Newport County. Two more good opportunities there. Scott Bennett just put a header wide. There's a bit of a goal mouth scramble. We're having all the pressure, but we've got nothing to show for it at the moment. The finishing has just been a bit off radar, I think.
Yeah, they don't look very comfortable dealing with corners at the moment. Good chance for Bennett there, and before that there was a strong appeal for a penalty from the players from a goal mouth scramble. Yeah, all Newport so far.
The point Reese was just making before I hit record is what we need is someone to get into the space behind the front two. Palmer, Holden and Evans doing a great job up front, but there's space between the Eastleigh midfield and back line that we need to exploit. Charles, he's made a few little runs, but it could be a day for a Nathan Wood, a James Waite, someone to come on and create havoc, because there's definitely room there. So maybe it's that's one to watch a bit later on. But yeah, other than that, so far the lad McCallum for Eastleigh, their top scorer, has been kept fairly quiet by Baker. I think it is who's marking him. And yeah, we've been doing a professional job, but oh, we are missing these opportunities and just need someone to stick it in the net and calm the nerves a bit. Right, major incident after 25 minutes. It looked like Evans took an elbow to the face. I'm going to claim the Arsene Wenger defence because I didn't see the incident. Referees just waved a yellow card at the Eastleigh number 12. You were convinced it was a red, Reece?
Yeah, it's pretty much right in front of the dugout. As Will Evans has turned the defender, he's just swung an elbow at him, caught him in the face. To me, that's a clear red card, as you'll see. The referee was the other side of it, though, so I can see why he's only given a yellow.
Yeah, I mean, Eastleigh are a big physical team and they've been putting it about a bit, and they are going to keep putting it about. I will say, to be fair to the ref, he's not fallen for any nonsense so far. There's been all sorts of attempts by the Eastleigh players to cheat and trick their way to get decisions, but the ref's been pretty good so far. But yeah, that one, well, yeah, Reese was convinced, so and so many of the Kentish players. Will Evans, as is so often the case, puce with rage, arguing his case, but is not going to get a change in the decision. Oh, he's been told he's got to go off as well for his allotted 30 seconds. He's not happy about it. Arms aloft. Go on, Will. So he wasn't sent off for the first one, but he has been sent off for the second one. Same player, the number 12. Another elbow, we think, on Will Evans. I'm not even sure it was a second yellow, was it, Reece? It looked like a straight red.
He certainly caught Charles Lee. He did produce a red card, but I didn't see a second yellow. Yeah. But yeah, certainly deserved. He should have gone for the first one.
Yeah, well, it was already an uphill task for Eastleigh. County have dominated. They're down to 10. We just have to get a goal. If we get a goal now, I think this is going to be a relatively straightforward afternoon. What can we do with the free kick? It's in a nice position on the kind of right-hand side of the area. Morris and McLaughlin standing over it. I think it's going to be Morris. He's going to ping it in, and he does. He's on the end of it. Oh, no, headed away. Yeah, it'd be lovely if we could try and get a goal for half-time now, just to relax us. We were saying just before that Charles Lee's doing the thing that Reece wanted of trying to get into that little space behind the strikers. He really is. He's wanting the ball. He's calling the ball a lot. He was quite cross a few minutes ago that he didn't get the pass. So yeah, we need to get those early balls in. Payne's again here on the right. Yeah, it feels as though this is developing nicely. We need to score really this side of half time before Eastleigh have a chance to regroup, because I think otherwise they are going to park the metaphorical bus.
Good job.
Right, half time, 0-0. We were saying just before the half time whistle, County have had 4-5 clear headers. Evans had one right at the end, again missed the target, the two strikers having a bit of an off day. Yeah, what are you making of it, Reece?
Yeah, these free headers are coming, we're making the pitch nice and wide. We need to keep that out, play with lots of tempo second half, really work Eastleigh, make them chase as much as they can and hopefully exploit any tiredness in the team then.
I mean, County have looked very professional. Alright, we haven't hit the target despite creating a lot, but I don't think Eastleigh have had any real clear-cut chances. Clark has really impressed me today. We were saying, you know, he does all the simple stuff well. You know, he just kind of makes it look straightforward. He's always the right side of his man. He knows he's never going to match them for pace, but his positioning is always bang on. So, yeah, he's impressed. Payne, I wonder if we might make the change and bring Bonswell on, because they're already targeting Payne. He's on a yellow card. Yeah, they might try and even things up by seeing if they can get him a second yellow. So that's a worry. But, you know, equally, if you jiggle things around, Charlesley's been filling that space behind the strikers, but I wonder if it might be a day for James Waite to come on and really do something there. You know, play your best option in that position and see what you can create. I think there's goals in this for sure. How County haven't scored yet, I don't know, but I would make us heavy favourites at this point. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, we've definitely played the best stuff. I don't think either keeper has made a save yet, but we certainly look more threatening. We just need that one breakthrough, and I think the levy might break then. And I think you might be right, although the physicality in their midfield, they've got two big midfielders in there. That's probably the reservation about bringing Waite in. But he is probably our most creative option off the bench, so be interesting to see how Cochrane approaches it.
I mean, the other thing that occurs to me is what we would give to have a good striking option on the bench. I mean, I know that we've got Rye there, but this, I think, will be feeding into Cochrane's thinking about the January transfer window, because Evans and Palmer Holden have both played well but are having a bit of an off day in terms of finishing chances. What you'd want is to say, right, well, we'll bring someone else on and see if they can tuck the chances away, but we don't have that experienced option. I think it backs what we were saying pre-match about, you know, the big targets in January. We probably need another striker at least, and, you know, potentially a creative midfield option, especially if Wilding's out of favour for whatever reason. So there's a few little things to be thinking about. The players are out warming up. Harrison Bright is amongst them. Good to see him back in the fold. Adam Lewis is out there as well. You know, he may be one who comes on later if we decide we do want to take Payne off. Then you might put Lewis or Bonswell at left back and shift McLaughlin across.
But a straight swap with Bright.
Or a straight swap with Bright, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I guess it depends what the position is when the change gets made. But yeah, Cochrane was chuntering about a few of the decisions, but I think he'll be the happier of the two managers as they have their cup of tea. And speaking of a cup of tea, I think we're going to go down and do battle with the Hazel Stand refreshment queue. Well, as we perhaps expected, Eastleigh have decided to come out and have a real go at us in the first 5 minutes of this half. Maguire hit the post after being played through. We were unlucky then, and well, Eastleigh fans believe they just had a shout for a penalty. I think it would have been laughable if it had been given, Reece.
Yeah, Eastleigh number 20, he's been throwing himself on the floor all game. He got in the penalty area, someone looked at him the wrong way and he hit the deck. Yeah, we were really fortunate that they hit the post with that opportunity. We are looking like the ball over the top is going to be their preferred option, and we're looking a bit vulnerable to it. So I think we need a goal to settle us down.
Yeah, the polite way to put it is that County haven't settled yet in this half. More cynical amongst us would say we're looking panicky. But yeah, this is where we badly need someone to just put their foot on the ball. And yeah, the other thing that strikes me, Evans has been dropping a little bit deeper since we've come out. I don't know whether that's tactical or whether he's just not been getting into the right positions. But yeah, we're now trying to work it a bit further forwards. But again, passes going wayward. Yeah, we are vulnerable. We really need to just get a foot on the ball at this point.
Oh, Well, no one had James Clark down to be the opening scorer, but you called it as the ball came in. It was the Podge corner routine.
Yeah, making a return of the FA Cup. We saw a return of the Padraig Amond front post corner, and it's swept in by James Clark.
Yeah, we were talking off mic, me and Reese, about at corners, you know, weighing up the pros and cons of short corners, long corners, getting it in the mixer. But yeah, that one took Easley completely by surprise. Nice little run from Clark. Now we've got an interesting choice ahead of us. 56 minutes in, 1-0 up against 10 men from a lower league. Getting the subs right at this point, I think, is critical. I think Payne's going to come off, and we'll see Bonswell or Lewis come on. But I'd like to see us try and shuffle it in midfield so that we make the most of that space that's available. And yeah, maybe see whether Waite or Wood can bring something to the party. Because if you're not going to give them a chance in a game like this at this point, then you kind of wonder what's the point in having them. So yeah, with the subs is going to be the interesting next bit. But I think we're all breathing a little bit more easily. Again, space is open. Oh, Morris mishits a pass. But let's see where we go. But this is shaping up nicely now. Well, you heard it here first, 92 Exiles listeners. As predicted, we are bringing on James Waite for Harry Charsley. And Payne's going to be replaced by Matty Bonswell. So the subs we probably expected. The game was getting a little bit ragged. A few challenges flying in as well. Eastleigh starting to get a little bit undisciplined. County need to just make sure we don't get sucked into anything. So yeah, now was the right time, I think, to take Payne off. Big game, I think, this for Waite now. Oh, someone gets a booking for arguing with the ref. Big game, I think, this for Waite. You know, 1-0 up against a lower ranked team in the cup. There's a bit of space to play in. This should suit him down to the ground. I'm expecting great things from James Waite. Are you, Reese?
Yeah, I think we said before, he's the player that we want to exploit that space between the back four and their midfield, especially down to 10 men. We just need to be careful that Quigley doesn't draw us into something. Oh, my goodness. He almost squared the ball for their big number 9. Townsend saves just about. But the ball over the top seems to be our weakness. We just need to be careful. I'd like to see us work it side to side a bit more, try and retain possession, because they've got to chase the game now.
Yeah, they're basically playing with four at the back, two deep midfielders, and then nothing between them and the sort of front three. So, we've got to really control the ball in midfield and frustrate them. Let's see how we get on. Let's see if we can work it to Waite as it comes to Bonswell on the side. Be good to see if he can try and show what he can do a bit as well. Yeah, and I think he's out in the corner. Oh dear, oh dear. Just turned 80 minutes and Eastleigh being given a penalty. Foul by Clark, I think it was, isn't it?
Yeah, it looked like a bit of shirt pulling, but it looked like it was both players having a go at it. But Clark should be wiser than that. He normally is. He gets away with it. But,
The Eastleigh player wasn't even going anywhere particularly. It was a cheap one to give away. Oh, this will be so frustrating. We've bossed this game in the second half. We've looked very professional, very comfortable, and now we're going to give them a chance. I think it's going to be Maguire, is it, to take the pen? Yep. Lots of people being told off for encroaching. Ref doing his job, checking everyone's outside the box. Here we go. Whistle goes. Upsets Maguire.
Oh. Put top corner by Maguire.
Yeah, no stopping that. Right, we need to up our game, find an extra gear now and do the job, because I don't want this to go to a replay. I really do not want a replay.
We still have the man advantage and we've been the better side throughout. We just need to kick it up a gear now.
Yeah, we've got to take these chances. 10 minutes, let's get this done, County, come on. Well, there's a full-time whistle. We have to rebuff, but it finished 1-1. Shows what we know, doesn't it, Reese? Because before the game, we were all saying it's all going to be about the first goal. Whoever scores first is going to win this. We scored first, played most of the game against 10 men, and we still had to come away with a replay.
Yeah, I think we'll be hugely disappointed to come away with a draw there. We were the better side for almost the entire game. very unusual. You don't often see those shirt pulling free penalties given, but yeah, they're a typical cup upset team, aren't they? Eastleigh, they're niggly, physical. It's reminiscent of county cup runs of yore. Yeah, it's going to be a tough place to go away to a replay now.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it looked from up here at the back of the hazels, it looked like a fairly clear cut decision, as you say. The there was a bit of pulling on both sides, but you give the ref a decision to make, and I don't blame him for giving it. Eastleigh stayed in it, took their chance. You know, we could have comfortably won this, and we didn't. And I think, you know, we'll have to have a bit of an inquest about that. But yeah, you nailed it. You said, Clark giveth, Clark taketh away, and he got the goal but gave away the penalty. It's just one of those, I think. Really frustrating, but I guess at least we'll go into the replay knowing who the winner will be out of that replay, who the winner will get, sorry, in that replay.
Yeah, and I think we know who the better side is as well. If we can get down and play, not get sucked into their antics, I think similar to the previous round, we could go away and pull off a comfortable win there. We just need to start taking some chances. We could have been 2-3 to the good at half time, but you know, we have to go again.
Yeah, exactly. Just before we sign off, I will say fair play to the Eastleigh fans. They've packed that away end, they made a lot of noise. There are not going to be many teams who sell out the away end here this season, and you know, I know it's a big game for them and we can make jokes about it being their cup final and everything else, but fair play. They've turned up in big numbers. We were just shy of 5,000 here, I think 4,966, I think they said. That's a good FA Cup third round day, and we should be pleased with the numbers we've brought, and Eastleigh should be proud with what they've brought. So, well, we'll look forward to the replay. I'll have to have a look at the calendar and see whether I can get down to it, but look after yourselves, look after each other. As always, keep it County.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.